The Mishnah is Masecht Seita. The first Mishnah, Hamekane Liishtoi. If a man goes to warn his wife, in other words, he sees that his wife is talking or being around with another man, and he's jealous of her, so he warns her to stay away from that man. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Rablezi says, Mekane lo api shnayim. The Indian of Kinu has to be done in front of two Edim. You have to warn your wife in front of two Edim not to be found alone with that man. But later, when we make a drink, which the Gemara says really does not mean drinking, it means the stira, when we find her to be alone with that man, that could even be done, even through one aid, or even if the husband himself comes to Bezdin and says that I saw my wife alone with that man, I saw them have stira together, then she becomes a saita. Because that's the mitzvah, that's the union of saita, that nidiraisa, if a man warns his wife, and then she's found to be alone with that man, that she becomes a saita. That means that she's also to live with her husband now, until she drinks the mehamorim, until we check her out to find out if she really had this nus or not. So, Rabbi Elazar Shifter is that the kinui has to be done in front of two edim, but the stir is enough even in front of an edechod, or if the husband himself saw it. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Mekana lo apishnayim umashka apishnayim. Both the kinu, you have to warn your wife in front of two edim, and later when you find your wife alone with that man, the stira, it has to be done in front of two edim. It has to be two, not in front, but two edim have to know about it. Have to be there, have to see the way your wife went to stira with that man. Then the Mishnah says, Ketzad mekana lo. How do you warn your wife? What's called a good kinu? So, Omar lo b'fnei shnayim. According to both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eleza, you have to have the kinu in front of two edim. So, Omar lo b'fnei shnayim. You have to tell it to her in front of two edim. Al tadabri imish pleni. Don't talk to such a man. And the Gemara explains this is not a lashon of kinui. If you only tell her not to talk with him, that's not called kinui. Therefore, the Mishnah says, v'dibri moi, even if she does go and talk with that man, adayin hi muteres lebeisa. Still, she is mutter, she's allowed to live with her husband. Because that's not called kinu, that's nothing. And she's also allowed to still eat truma. Even if she's an eishes kayin, she's allowed to eat truma. Mashenken, when she becomes a saita, then she's also to eat truma. Now, what about nichnasa ima levesa saita? Let's say you found that your wife and that man went alone in a private house, levesa saita, to a hidden place. And they were alone in that place, in that makam, enough time that they have time to make znus, which the Gemara says all you have to have is enough time to make haror, and it's just the tchilas via, that the man's aver just touches her over there in that makam, is asura labesa, then she becomes asa to live with her husband, as even though we do not know that he actually had znus, we only know that they were alone together in that room. Still, menasafik now, your wife becomes a saita, that she's asura lebesa, she's also to live now with her husband, the asura lecha betruma. If she's an eishes kayin, or even if she's a bas kayin, she's also tetruma. The emes, let's say your husband dies now, and there's no children involved, and they did not drink the mehamorim yet, so we left with a suffix saita, we do not know if you did this nus or not. So alachar is, choyletzes v'lei misyabens. That there's no mitzvah yibum, even though there's a brother alive now, and they had no children, so usually there's a mitzvah of yibum, but over here we say, since that this wife was asa to her own husband, she was a saita, so she became asa to her own husband that was once mutter to her, for sure she remains asa to the brother that she was always asa to. So therefore there's no mitzvah yibum, but rather only there's a mitzvah of chalitza. So really in the middle of this Mishnah, something is like left out. Because it starts off saying, what is the lashon of kinui? How do you warn your wife? And the Mishnah just says, if you only tell her not to talk with him, that's nothing. And then it goes in, but if you found her alone with that man, then she's also. But the Mishnah left out did not say, what is the lashon of kinui? How do you have to warn your wife? And the Gemara adds in that really what should be in the Mishnah is that if you warn your wife not to be found alone with that man, you have to warn her, I don't want you to be with that man. And then afterwards, and you warned her now in front of two Edim. And then later, we two Edim saw the way your wife and that man were alone together. They had stira together, and they were there in the room long enough that it was possible for them to have Tchilas Bia, then she becomes Asura, she becomes a Saita. Then Mishnah Gimel says, V'elu Asura is Melecho B'Truma. These are the wives, a lady that becomes Asati Truma. In other words, this type of a case that she had Znus with an Ashes Ish, she's an Ashes Ish that had Znus, so she becomes Asati Truma. Is Hoimeris Timayani Loch. If a wife tells the husband, you should know I had Znus with another man, I'm Timay Lecho. So this is one case that we believe her, and therefore she's also to her husband, and she's also to Truma. And the Forshman speak out, even though in the Blessed Mishnah in the Dorim, we said that if a wife tells a husband that she lived with another man, we do not believe her, because we're afraid maybe she put her eye to somebody else, she wants to live, she wants to marry somebody else, so she only wants her husband to give her a get. So there we don't believe her. But over here we're talking about that first the husband was Mekanaha, warned her, and there was Stira, and now she comes herself and admits it and tells us that she had this nus, so we believe her, and she's also Tichruma. Or else with Shabo Edim Shitmeya. Or else if Edim come and tell us that she had znus with that man. The lachar is that she's also Tichruma Lierlam, because she was an anxious ish that had znus, she becomes like a halala, that she's also Tichruma. Vihoimeres Eini Shaisa. Or else let's say the Saita, the wife, she herself says she doesn't want to drink the Mehamarim. So we can't force her to drink the Mehamarim, but it's going to come out now that she's going to remain a Suffolk Saita forever. So therefore she's never allowed to eat Truma. Like this we say, right now it's only a Suffolk, but let her go and eat the Truma, and let her go and drink the Mehamarim, and afterwards we'll see, maybe she was, nothing will happen to her, so that's a proof that she's tall, she'll be able to eat Truma afterwards. But if she says she doesn't want to drink the Mehamarim, there's no way to test her, therefore she remains also Lielam. Another case is, let's say the husband does not want to take his wife to the Kayin to make her drink the Mehamarim. So also, we do not force the husband, therefore his wife remains a Saita Lielam and she can never eat a Truma. Or else, if on the way, when the husband is taking his wife up to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, the husband lives with his wife, that she's already a Saita, so the halacha is, now the water that she drinks will not test her. The Mehamarim only test her, will tell us if she's tar or not, only if the case is that the husband did not do anything wrong. He has to be clean. But in this case, that since when she became a Saita, the husband has a chayv lavin to stay away from his wife. He's not allowed to live with his wife. So if the husband lives with his wife, he did this Aveira, therefore the Mehamarim will not test her. Therefore also she remained a Suffolk Saita Lielam, therefore she could never eat a Truma anymore. Now, when the husband takes his wife from his city, from the Beis Din in his city, up to Yerushalayim to the Beis Din HaGadol, the Beis Din in his city sends along two Talmidei Chachamim along on the road. Why? Shema Yova Yoleh Baderech. We're afraid, if not, maybe the husband will live with his wife on the way, and it's also for the husband to live with his wife now, because she's a Saita. So therefore, to make sure he doesn't do an Aveira, we sent along two Talmidei Chachamim. In other words, he should not have yichud, he should not be alone with his wife. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Bailo Neman Aleha, Yehuda says no, we trust the husband, he's mutter to have yichud to still be alone with his wife, he could travel alone on the road, and we're not afraid to say they'll live together. The Gemara says, Yehuda learns it out from an Ida. Just like when your wife is an Ida, you're allowed to have yichud, you're allowed to be in the same room, because we say, what, you know that it's also to live together, so you're not going to live together. The same thing of Yehuda says here also, when they go ala derech, when the man takes his wife to Saita up to Yerushalayim, since he knows that it's also, we're not afraid he'll live with her. Therefore, he can go up without Edim, there's no issa yichud. Then Mishnah Dalet says, for Yumalin oisa lebez din hagodesh of Yerushalayim. The husband has to take his wife up to Yerushalayim, to the bez din hagodol there. Umayin min oleho. And there the Beis Din started to, like, made her become afraid. Kedera Shemaim and Aleidi Nefoshes. The same way when two Edim come to say that Reuben killed somebody, Beis Din, like, we want to make sure they're telling the truth, they scare them a little bit, to make sure they're not lying. And here also, the Yomrim law, they tell this lady, Biti, like our daughter, Harbe Yayin Oise. A lot of people drank wine, and because of that they had snus. Harbe schoikois, a lot of people had a lot of laughter and that made them make this nus. Harbe yaldus oisa. A lot of times people do foolish, childish things and that makes them haznus. Harbe shcheinem horoyim oisim. A lot of times you have bad neighbors, maybe they caused you to have this nus. And asi lishmoy hagodol. In other words, we're trying to make her confess, to admit that she had this nus. And we tell her, please admit, in order for the name of Hashem, lishmoy hagodol, shenichta begdusha, shelo yimocha al hamayim, which is written begdusha, should not have to be erased over the water. Like we know, we'll see later on, by the Mei Hamorim, used to write down Hashem's name on a ksav, on the Megillah, and they would put the Megillah in the water and it would get erased there. So it comes out like you're being goyim that Hashem's name should be erased. So we don't want that to happen. So we try and get her to admit that she did this nus, and then we do not have to erase their shame. And we say things in front of her that really it's not worth it to be heard. The whole mishpacha is based on thee, and the same thing, a whole family also like should not hear these things. And really the Gemara explains what we tell her is that there were a lot of tzaddikim, let's say, that did averus, and they admitted that they did it. Kagoyin ma'is Yehuda b'tomor, shoma tzotkim imeni. So we want to get her to admit that she had this nus. The Mishnehei says, im omra t'meyani, if she admits, that she had this nus, she's Tameya, is Shaveru Ksubasa. We rip up a Ksuba, she does not receive a Ksuba v'yetes, and she goes out with a get. In other words, the husband still has to give her a get, but he does not have to pay her the Ksuba. V'yimomru, let's say she says, Tehurani, no, I'm Torah, I'm clean, I did not live with a man. Then, Malin Oiso L'Shar HaMizrach, we would bring her up to the east gate. Shal Pesach Shar Nikno, which is by the entrance of Shar Nikno. Sheshom, in the place of Shaniknor, that was the entrance right between the Ezras Noshim and Ezras Yisrael. Sheshom, Amashkin es Asaitis. That's the place where the Kahanim let the Saitis drink the water. On the Tarin es Ayodis. The case we need, she gave birth and she has to bring a korban. That's the place where she brought a korban by. On the Tarin es Hamitzoroyim. The person's a Mitzora. Also used to make the Tyre in that place for the Shaniknor. The koyin oiches bibgodeho, and the koyin would grab a hold of her clothing. Im nikru nikru, if they would rip, they would rip. Im nifrimu nifrimu, if they would just be cut by the seam, that's all that would happen. Achu megalas lib, until he uncovers her heart. The soiser es asara, he uncovers her hair, lets the hair go wild, let the hair be open. We have Yudim of Yudis says, im hoyu libano, if she had a nice heart, like she was a nice lady, looked pretty. Then the Kahanim would not like rip open her dress to uncover it. But v'imhoye sora, and the same thing the Mishnah ends off that v'imhoye sora no, if her hair was very pretty, then they would not like uncover it. They were sad because we're afraid maybe she'll come out to be zakai, and then the young Kahanim that were there that saw her would want to go after her. Therefore, it's not nice that her heart should be uncovered. It's not nice that we should uncover her hair. The Mishnah Vav says, "Hoyim is chasa b'levonim." If she was wearing nice white clothing is mechasa b'shchurim. We make a change of clothing and we put on black ones. Now, to make her look not nice, then maybe she'll admit. "Hoyu olea klei zov v'kat loyis." If she was wearing some gold jewelry or else some necklaces. Or else nizomim v'tabois, or else some nose rings, or some rings. Ma'avirim mimena, we take it off her. Kedei l'navla, to make her look like not so nice. That, then maybe she'll admit. V'yachla koch, after this, maybe chevel mitzri. We take a string, that's called the chevel mitzri. Some say it's a string from the palm tree. Kitza mitzri means like she did a mice of mitzrayim of znus. The koshra lamala midadeha, and we tie it around her right above her breasts. The chol, in other words, this is the purpose that her dress should not fall off. So we tie this down. Now the chol haroitza lirois bo lirois. Whoever wants to come and see her to see how disgusting she looks, you have a right to come and see. Chutz miavodeh v'shivchaser. Only your own maids and servants, they cannot come and see. Why mifnei shaliba gaspehen? Because she feels very good with them. So therefore, maybe she won't admit anymore in front of them. So therefore, we don't want them to look, but other people should come and look and make her look disgusting, then maybe she'll admit what she did. V'chol ha'noshim mutaras liroisa. Any lady is allowed to look at her. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'nivasru kol ha'noshim v'loisaseno kizimaschena. Mashm, all the ladies should come and see the way a saita looks, and they'll learn out from this not to do the way she did. Now really, it's a stira. First, the Mishnah says, v'chol ha'roitza mashm, anybody, even a man could come and see. Then the Mishnah says, v'chol ha'noshim mashm, only the ladies. So Gemara says, the pshat is, by the ladies, there's a chiyuv to come and see. But by the men, it's only materis, if they want, or they have a heta. Then Mishnah Zayin, the midah adam moideid bo, moidedin bo. The same type of a midah is the same way that the person acts. That's the way Minash Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays them back. What does that mean? He kishta es atzmo laveira. She made herself all dressed up, look nice to do this nus. Hamokam nivlo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes just the opposite, to makes her look disgusting. He gilsa es atzmo laveira. She uncovered herself to do this nus. Is hamokam gilo leho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu also makes uncover her. Like we say, the Kohen rips off her dress. Now, by Yerech, his chila b'avera, she started to have this nus by her thigh, is b'avera chila v'yachakach ha'betim, and then it came in to the stomach. Lefikach, therefore, tilke ha'yorach chila, first the thighs get hit, v'yachakach ha'betim, then the betim. Hushar kol aguf le'polet, but the rest of the body is not saved, they also are affected from the mehamar. In other words, that Yerech chila means first she has to walk, like first she walked into the makam of yichud, of being alone with him, then she has nus, like lying on the stomach, was touching one another, that's called achakach habet. Then Mishnah Chesed says that Shimin holach acharein of Shimshon, I mean Shimshon, went after his eyes. Lefikach, therefore, nikru plishtim esenov, therefore the plishtim were able to wipe out, to knock out his eyes. Shinema, the pasuk says, v'yechazu plishtim v'yenakru esenov, the Plishtim grabbed the hold of Shimshon and they pulled out his eyes. And the Mora talks about it, exactly how he went after Einov. The Pasuk says he wanted this girl, this wife, ki yishar Einov. Mashmi went after his eyes. Avshalom nizgoy b'saray. Avshalom became like haughty because of his hair. His lefikach, therefore, nisla b'saray. At the end, his hair was caught in the tree. That's where he was hanging and he died then. Ulefisha bu alesa pilakshi yoviv. Rav Shalom lived on 10 of his father's midwives. Is lefikach, therefore, nitma lo yase loin vias. That's when he was killed, like the sword went through him 10 times. Shneimer, the pasuk says, vayesoidu asar anashim leise klei yoyev. 10 people went around him and each one stabbed him. Lefisha gonav shlosh levavis, since he stole, he took away from 3 different hearts. Leiv Oviv, his father's heart, Leiv Bezdin, Leiv Yisrael. Shema, like the Pasuk says, Vayiganev Avshalom es Leiv Anshe Yisrael. Is lefikach, therefore, nisku boi shloisha shvatim. Like, lefikach, nisku boi shloisha shvatim, 3 shvatim were there when they killed him. Shema, the Pasuk says, Vayikach shloisha shvatim, mechapa, v'yiskoim, Leiv Avshalom. There were 3 shvatim there when they went to kill Avshalom. That's how we learn out this union of midah keneged midah. The same bid that a person does, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him back. Then the Mishnah says that the chen linyan ha'toivah. The same way is if you do things good. That means Miriam himtina l'moshe shrachas. Miriam waited for Moshe when she put Moshe Rabbeinu when he was a kid into the yam. And she waited on the side to see what's going to be with him. Shenema the pasuk says, v'atei sa'tzei v'achoyse merochet. And his sister waited on the side. The figure, therefore, Nisakfu lo Yisrael Shiva Yom Bamidbar, that the Klai Yisrael waited for Miriam 7 days until she got healed from the Mitzaras. Shneim, the Pasuk says, V'om lo Nosad Yosef Miriam, the nation didn't travel on until Miriam came also. Yosef Zocho Likbar Es Oviv. Yosef was Zocho to bury his father Yaakov. V'yein V'ochiv Godim Menu, and none of his brothers were greater than him. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Vayal Yosef likfras aviv, vayal imoy gam rechav gam proshim." A lot of other came along also. And now Yosef got reward back the same way. That milon ugodu mi Yosef, who was greater than Yosef, shlo nisasik boyel amosha. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was nesasik in the kfur of Yosef. And Moshe zocha biyatmes Yosef. Moshe was zocha to take with the nesasik in the burial of Yosef. V'yein v'yischol godim imen. Nobody was greater than Moshe. Shenema v'ikach Moshe satmes Yosef imay. So Yosef got back this toivah because he took care of his father. Now, mi godim imen Moshe, who was greater than Moshe? Shlo nesaska b'yel amokim. HaKadosh Baruch himself took care of Moshe's kfura. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayikvar oise begai," they buried him in Gai. So it says, "Lo yal Moshe b'vad amru ela kol atzadikim." I know the tzadikim this goes. Shenema v'holach l'funecho tekecho kvoid Hashem yasveko. In other words, not only by Moshe Rabbein was the Kadosh Baruch Hu nesasik in the kfura, but rather goes on all the tzadikim ela kol atzadikim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that helps along with the kfura of all the tzaddikim. Then the Mishnah Perek Beis, it says, "Ho yemevi es minchosa b'toich kefifa mitzris," that they used to bring her mincha. In other words, the soita has to bring a mincha. So a mincha used to put the flour into a kefifa mitzris, which is a plain sal, a plain basket, made from the leaves of the palm tree. And then they would put it into her hand, on top of her hands, and make her carry it. To get her weird, to get her tired, that maybe she'll admit that she had this nus. Now, kol ha-menachos, all the other menachos, chilosan v'soifa m'klisharis. At the beginning they put it into a klisharis, and at the end it was put into a klisharis. V'zu, but over here by the mincha v'soita, chilosan v'chvifa mitzris. At the beginning, first they brought it in this plain basket made out of palm leaves, the sefer of the klisharos. Only at the end, then they had to put it into a klisharos. Now, kol ha-menachos, all other menachos, tunas, shemen, levoina. You have to add oil into the flour, and levoina, this type of a spice. Vizu, but this minchas of a seiter, and a tuna, lai shemen, v'lai levoina. You do not have to put any oil into it, and no levoina. Kol ha-menachos, boyis menachitin. All other menachos come from wheat. Vizu, and this one, bo minasarim, comes from barley. I will soon explain why. Mincha soimer. Now the mincha soimer that they brought the second day of Pesach, afal pi shebo minasarim, even though that also only came from barley, but he also bo gerish. Now gerish means there was a mincha that was brought from like fine flour that was checked out in 13 different sieves till it became pure like flour. But vizu, this of the mincha, the soita, bo kemach, comes from the flour that's even mixed with the psoilus, the way it was chopped up, ground. Rabban Gamliel loymer, kishem shemaiseo maise behema, kach korbono maicho behema. The same way she did the soita in action of an animal, to have the znus, the same thing, a korbono is also brought, the same type of a food that you give animals to eat, the type of a soira of kemach soira.
Mishnah Beis, for you maybe the Kohen would bring piole shecheres chadosha, a bit like a cup of a new kli cheres, having an earthly kli, was a new one, and v'noisein l'toicha chatzi lugmayim in akir, he would take now water from the kir, how to be mayim kedoshim, like it says in Bamidbar, v'lochach ha-koyim mayim kedoshim echli cheres, so the Tanakam holds, he took a chatzi lug of water. Reb Yudah says, Revius, not so much less, only Revius of a lug of water. And the Mishnah says, Kishen Shemamayit Biksav, just like Reb Yudah sheet is later on, that they wrote less in the Megillah Soita, Kach Memayit Amayim, the same thing his sheet there is, they took less water for this Mayim Amorim of the Soita. Then after the Kohen has this cup full of water, Nichnas Lahechel, he would come inside the Hechel in the Beis HaMikdash, and Ufonli Minoy, he would turn to the right side, that's always supposed to turn to the right side. There's a place there, Amal Alama, on the floor, there's like one Amma by an Amma, a special part there. And the Batavla Shalshais, there was like a board of marble. It's like a marble block. Like the rest of the floor was made out of stone, but this was made out of marble. And it wasn't really cemented down, it was a special block of an Amma by an Amma of marble block. The Tabas Hoysa Kabuabo, and there was a ring, kavua, attached to it, so the Kohen was able to pick up this board to to get the dirt underneath it. When the Kohen now would lift up this board, this marble block that's on the floor, the base of it, when we pick it up, he would take the dirt from underneath it, and he would put that dirt into this kli of the Mayim Kedoshim that came from the Kiyor. Now, how much dirt, how much offer did he have to put into the kli? Enough dirt that's nika that you could see, you could tell that there's dirt there. Shenemla, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Omena offer Ashayiya Bekakar Mishkan, from the dirt that's on the floor of the Mishkan, Yikach HaKoyen V'nosan Elamayim, he should put it into the water. It doesn't say V'nosan Bimayim, but it says V'nosan El Hamayim, so its mashman has to be Nikar, that's there on top of the water. Yemishne Gimel, Boloi Lichtavesa Megillah, the Kohen now is coming to write down the Megillah of the Soita, and the Lochers after to write the Megillah, they put it into the Mayim Hamorim, and it dissolves in the water. So what do they write down? So it says, for which psukim, the parsha of Saita, does the Kohen have to write down? So the Pasuk there is in Bamidbar, hey, Pasuk Yutes and Chof, and the Pasuk says, Me'im loy shochavish, finisher of the Pasuk, and then the Pasuk of Viat, ki sotis tachas isheich. You have to write these two psukim. As you start maskam the advarim shomel the soito and my shoch of his oishoch and my sotis tumas tashach ishech hinoki imor 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 you write this and then you mamshu the next posik v'yad ki sotis tachas ishech v'chen itmeis v'yitin ishboch asistom v'zol ishech this you write down. Then the Mishnah says v'yayin ikorza but you do not write down the posik of v'hishpi ha-koyin yas isha that the koyin makes the isha swear. You skip this posik. Because this is only a tzavo, this is only what the Kohen has to do. That he has to make the Kohen swear, but it's not part of the psukim of the Megillah. And then, because if he continues writing down in the Megillah, the pasuk of Yitein Hashem Oisach Lo Levelishvua, as in the pasuk ends off, Asachamich Pasuk Hashem Eshirechach Nefelos Vizbitnech Tzavo, and then he continues to write, So Bo Amay Mamorim Oelo Bimayayach Latzpois Betim Latful Yorach. That you write down also, but the ain't a curse if you do not write down the pasuk of Romi Shomen Omen, that the Ishi answers back like the Shua says Omen Omen, that he does not write down. Because this is only a Kabbalah that the Saita has to become upon himself. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Leho Yamasi, you do not have to stop, but rather you start from the psukim again, Vim Mayim Loshochavish, Adem Tol Omen Omen, you write everything. Just like it says in the Torah. Even the Tzavois also you write, and even the Kabbalis. Rabbi Yudah says, Kolatzma ain't a kaisav ella. He holds no, you only have to write in the Megillah, only Yitin Hashem Oisach Lolov Lishvua, and end of that Pasik, of Besaych Amech, Besaych Hashem, Besaych Hashem, Yisrech and the fellow says, Bitne Sovo, and then you write the Pasik of Bo Amay Mamorim Meila Bimeyayich, the Pasik ends off, Latzvos Betim Lan for Yorach, but v'yein kursiv did not have to write the end of it v'yom rishon omen omen. So according to Yehudi, he has the least amount of the ksav, like we had the Mishnah before. Yehudi is a mekel in the ksav. Yehudi holds you write the least in the Megillah Saita. However, loch is like the Tanakama, not like Reb Yosi writes everything, not like Reb Yehudi is mamayit a lot, but like the Tanakama, the first sheet in the Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet, ein kursiv we do not write loy al haluach. You cannot write this Megillah not on a loaf, not on a board, a wooden board, not on grass, not on a paper that's made from grass, and not on a diphtera, that's the skin of an animal that wasn't worked over yet called sarkid, that's possible. El around, you have to write El ala Megillah. You have to write on a cloth, on the parchment, on the skin, that's worked over the right way, that's kosher to write a Sefer Torah on it. Why? Shneva the Pasuk says, Ba'Sefer. Says, V'kofas, V'kosav, V'seilu, Esa'olo, Ha'koyin Ba'Sefer. And the Sefer is only called the cloth that you roll up, that's kosher for Sefer Torah. V'yein, the Kosav, Loi, B'Koymois, you can't write it, not with the Koymois, that's the Seraph, comes out of a tree, Seraph that comes out of a tree, Loi, B'Kankantum, that's dye that's made from water that has this churmei nechayshis in it. And v'loy b'chol davar shereishim, you can't write it down with anything that makes an indent, that makes a reishim, makes a mark. Ela b'dyoy, you dafka have to write the cipher b'dyoy with black ink that comes from pechamim hagafanim u'mashanim ashmonim. It has to be made from pashtut ink that could be erased. Shenema, because the pasuk says zumocha, it's supposed to be erased in the water, and therefore it means a ksav sheyochel imochek. A ksav that could be erased. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Al Mahi Oimeris Omen Omen. In the Pasha of Saita, it's called the Kabbalah Shavua, that the Kohen makes her swear that she did not do this nus. And she has to answer Omen Omen. So what does she answer Omen Omen? And on what Shavua do we make her swear that she says yes, yes, that she did not do this nus? So Pasuk says a double ocean of Omen Omen. So the Mishnah says, Amen ala ola. She says, yes, like to the curse that the Kohen says to her. That the Pasuk says, Yitin Hashem Oysach l'olo l'shvua b'techamich. Like if you did this, you deserve a curse. And then, Amen ala shvua. She says, yes, like to the shvua. That the Pasuk says, the Kohen has to swear him l'shoche v'shoysach v'im l'shotis tumatachas ishech. Hinok yumei amar. So she says, like she accepts both upon herself, the curse and the shvua. Then we also dash in Amen miyizeh. Like she's saying, swearing that she did not have tumma with the man that the husband was mekan her from. And also, the gilgul shvua, he can make her swear, amen, or else amen miyashachar, he can make her swear even from a different man, that the husband was not mekan her. Once she has to swear, the gilgul will make her swear if anybody else. And amen shloi sotisi, arusa nesuya, that she did not do zaznus, not bishas erusin, and not after the nesuyan. Let's say she was a Yavama, this lady. She was your brother's wife. Your brother died. So she can make a swear now that she did not have znus. Kozman, she was a Shemeris Yavam. And also, even after you married, you made Yavam also, she did not have znus. And really what she means is, Amen, Shalaini Kamesi. She's saying, yes, that she did not do this tumma, she did not have this znus. And Vimne Tamesi Yavibi, if she did have this znus, she's makabal upon herself the Shrua, the curse of what should happen to her. Rabbi Meir says, Amen Shaloi Nitmesi, Amen Shaloi Etome. So Rabbi Meir says, a chiddush that we make her swear now for the future. Like she swears now that she did not do this nus, and then she drinks the water, and even if now she comes out to be torn, nothing happens to her, we make her swear now that in the future again she should not have znus. And on the tzad that she does have znus later on, then the water that she drinks now should be boidic later on, even without the pasha of a saita, automatically by itself. If she does have znus with somebody else later on, the water that she drank now will affect her later on. Mishnah Vov. Hakol Shavim, everybody agrees. It means the Chacham and Rav Meir both agree that Sheinei Masni Mo, husband cannot make a tnai with her now if his wife is a saita when she drinks. Like to make her swear, she can't swear loy al kodim shetasaris. You can't have any chashas that maybe she had znus even before you had kedushin with them. You can't make her swear because even if she had znus, she lived with someone else before the kedushin, it doesn't answer to you. So therefore, the din saita doesn't apply for loy al me'achar shetasgaris. She can't make her swear read that loy tzi give her a get if she has znus with somebody else after the get. That you want the water to test her, it won't help. Because on the side you give her a get and she has nus with somebody else, she doesn't become asa to you. So now the Mishnah explains, Nistero li'achar v'nitmeis. What it means to say is, let's say after you give her a get, she has fever with somebody and she has nus with somebody. Now the first husband takes her back. Still lo'hoye masni mo. If the husband made this tonight, she doesn't have to swear. This would not help at all. Why? Because this is the cloud. That calls Shati boil. On the tzad that she had this nus, and still that would not affect the husband. He does not become asa to her. Like in these two cases, if she had this nus before he married her, or else if she had this nus after he gave her a get, and then he wants to marry her back again, she does not become asa to him. Therefore, it has no shaykhis to the may saitam, and therefore the husband cannot make a swear on these two things, even according to Rabbi Meir. Perek Shlishi, Mishnalef, hoyenoytel es minchoso mitoich kipo mitzris. The kohen now would take the mincha out of the saito, and his mincha was put into a kfifa mitzris, means a poshet, a basket. It was made out of a poshet, a basket. That's that they put the mincha into it. At the beginning, the saito was holding it in order to make her tired that maybe she would admit. And now when it comes time to bring the mincha, so now hayinoyta means the kohen takes the mincha out of the hands of the saito from the kfifa, from this basket, made out of a simple basket, kfifas mitzris. The noisnul to a kli sharis, and now the kohen would take the mincha and put it into a kli sharis. Some of us from learning the Baal takes it, that the kohen doesn't start to do the avoid only from kmitza v'elich. But so far the Baal, when it says hoyenoytuk, means the Baal takes this basket that has the mincha, and the Baal puts it into a kli sharis. The noisnul yoda, then they put it back onto her hands. And the kohen meniach yoda mitachteho omenifa. Now they do the avoida called tenufa, that first again they put the mincha into klisharis, then they put this klisharis on top of her hands, and then the kohen puts his hands under her hands, and they pick it up together. They do the mitzvah tenufa. The real tenufa was they go toward the side of the mizrach, the east side of the mizbeach, and there would be meilach umevi, outwards and inwards, and then mala merit up and down. Now Mishnah Beis, Hainif, knows the Kohen would do this avodah, made the tenufa like we just learned. He would put his hands under the hands of the Saitam and pick up the mincha together. Then the Higish, he would bring the mincha towards the Mizbeach, towards the Keren Marovas Dremis of the Mizbeach. Komatz, then the Kohen would take Kemitza from the mincha. After Hagosha, we do a Kemitza. Kemitza, that's the Kohen puts his hand into the mincha. And he takes like his three middle etzboyas full of it. And then he covers his hands, puts his three fingers, the middle fingers, to the palm. That's full of the mincha. And then with his pinky, cleans it off on that side. Then with his thumb, he cleans it off on the other side. That's called the kemitza. For hikter, now he would put the kemitza on the mizbeach. He would burn the kemitza. For yashar, the rest, whatever's left over from the mincha, after kemitza, is nechalakanim, the kernel of right eat it. Like any other mincha, even though it's kodesh kadoshim, it's nechal lezichrei kuna. Azacha kain can eat from it. Now the Mishnah says the Seidah the Varm was Hoyamashka. First it would make the Seidah drink from the Me'amorim, and V'yachakach after that the Makarves Minchosa. Then they would bring the Mincha. This is what's Mashma on the Psukim in Bamid Behei, Pasachov Zayin, Pasachov Chov Dalin Chavov. Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon says no, Makarves Minchosa. First the Kain would bring the Mincha, V'yachakach Hoyamashka, and then the Kain would make a drink. Shinem the pasuk at the end, the pasuk chavav, it says v'acha yashke seisha esamai mashma v'acha after. After they bring the mincha, and then she drinks from the me'amor. So the mishnah hishka, but let's say even according to Rav Shimon Shita, let's say they gave her the drink first, and v'acha kach hikrives es minchosa, and afterwards they brought her mincha. Also k'sher, even according to Rav Shimon with the Yevid, it would be kosher. The Seid was only l'chatchila, not b'diyevit. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Achela nimcha ko ha-megillah. Like after they wrote up the Megillah, before they put it into the water, before they erased like the Megillah, Omer, let's say she said, the Seidah says now, Eina shoysa, I don't want to drink, the Me'a Morim, even though she doesn't say Tamei Ani, but I call upon him, she says she doesn't want to drink. So since the Megillah wasn't erased yet, we don't force her to drink. Megillosa nignezes. We put away her Megillah. We hide it on the side of the Heichal on the base of Migdash. Because that's the law of Kol Kisvi HaKodesh. It's not Ruyim Likros Ben. Nignozim. Shouldn't become a Vuzah. Shouldn't be like you shouldn't embarrass it. And her Minchosa mispazeras aladeshin. Her Mincha is burnt. Aladeshin is on the burning place. Now, since already was Miskadish in the Klishoris. So now it's Toyin Tzarefa in the base of Deshin in the Azara. That's the place where they used to burn all the psulei of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And v'yein megillah sekshar lahashkes bo saita cheres. You cannot use some megillah to use it for another saita. Because the megillah saita has to be written l'shma, has to be written for this saita. It was written for one saita, she's not using it, you cannot use it for another saita. But let's say nimcha ha-megillah. Let's say they already put the Megillah into the water, and the Megillah, what's written inside, was erased already. V'yomer, then she says like this, Temeyani, if she admits that she had this nush, she's Temeyam, Senenechnam, then we don't make her drink it. Is Hamayim Nishpachim, we spill out the water. Or Minchosim is Pazeros Ladeshin, and we stam take a mincha and we burn it. But let's say Nimcha Kohamegillah, let's say the Megillah was already erased. The Yomer, now all she says is Eini Shoisa. She stam says she doesn't want to drink. Now it doesn't help. Is Ma'arim Oisel, we like force some, or Mashkin Oisel, we make her drink the Mayamorim Bar Korcha by force. Is Ma'arim Pasha means we open up her mouth by force and we make her drink the water. Since the Megillah was Nimchaka, here it does nothing. She says she doesn't want to drink. Yeah, Mishnah Dalit. Eino Maspek is Lishtois. When we finally make her drink from the water, so Eino Maspek, when she doesn't finish drinking it, as before she finishes drinking the water, Atche Paneha Marikois. Like if she did the Chetish, really had this nus, so the Mayim is Boydeka, that her face turns green. Some say it means yellow like gold. V'yeinel Boltos, and eyes start to bulge out. V'yimismales Gidim, and she looks like she's full of her veins cut to stick out. And since she starts to blow up from the inside, her veins start to pop out. V'yein Oimran, people around there say, Hoitziyuhu, Hoitziyuhu, let's take her out fast, take her out of the Azara, that she should not die there and be metam of the Azara. We also, Moraz Mashka, we're afraid maybe she'll become a Nidom and she'll be metam of the Azara, so we take her out fast. But the Mishnah says, let the Tamas Azara, we don't want to have the Azara to be Tami. Im yesh lo schus, let's say she has certain schusim, the Gemara says it means she used to bring her children to the basic Knesset or to the basic Sefer to learn. Well, she would let her husband learn Torah, so she has the schus haTorah. So sometimes, even though she did this nus, still the water would not be baidika, the water would not kill her. So that's called im yesh lo schus, she has certain schusim, haTorah. That would protect her, that the water like be hanging, meaning the water would not affect her. Yes, chus toile shonacha. Certain chusim she has will protect her, bimantcha, the misa for 1 year. Yes, chus toile shteishonim. Certain chusim she has will protect her for 2 years. Yes, chus toile shalashonim. Certain chusim will protect her even for 3 years. Mikanam ben Azai. From here, ben Azai says that chayiv odem alamed es bitoy Torah. The father has a chiv to teach his daughter Torah. Not give her chusim. Why shim tisht in case she comes to matzav of a seita? It's an ask to drink the mayim. Is teida shaschus toilolo. Meaning that if she drinks the water, and you know the father knows that really she did have this nus, and the water doesn't kill her, the water doesn't take effect, so before the father we might see laws against the water, teida you should know shaschus toilolo. You have to know with the schus of the Torah that you taught her, that's what protects her. That it says 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, so the Miri learns the Pshat, it depends on how much Torah you taught her, how much Torah she learned, how much she was matriach herself to make sure that her sons go to learn Torah, how much she was matriach herself to make sure her husband went to learn Torah. So according to how much tircha she put into it, that's how much chusim she has. So far Ben Azai says it's befitting like it's royal oil that a father could teach his daughter Torah. Reb Lezer says no. Kol ha-malamed as bitay Torah, whoever teaches his daughter Torah is kilu malamda tiflis, like you're teaching her like foolish things. Or some say tiflis means pritzus. Now it's because of the Torah, she'll have a little bit klukshah, she'll have a little bit cleverness in her, and she doesn't understand it really the way you're supposed to, and therefore she'll come to say bad things, and therefore she'll come to be a pritzah. Like the Rambam Paskins, the Rambam brings down and says that Isha Shalom the Torah Yesh Lo Schar. When Isha learns Torah, she can't get Schar. So the Rambam Avlein, the Kaschar is not the same Schar as a man. A man is Mitzvah, she's not Mitzvah. But he says, V'yafal pi she'ibu no Isha Schar, still the Rambam writes that Tzibu Chachomim, the Chomim Mitzvah, like the Blazer holds, that Shalo Yilmad Odem Es Bita Torah. A person should not teach his Torah. He should not teach his daughter Torah. The Rambam says, the Medrum, when was this said, B'Torah Shebal Peh, and on Gemara, Nisha should not learn Gemara. Avatara Shabiksa, but Chumish, La Yilmudas HaKetchila, Rambam says, even that she should not learn the Ketchila. But Vim Limdo, if she does learn Torah, Shabiksa, she learns Chumish, on the Vim is Eino Kamala Medes Tiflis. That's not so bad. So kids, this is the Minikin Klai Yisrael that Noshim do not learn Gemara, do not learn Torah Shabbat Peh. Rabbi Yeshua says, Roitza Isha Bekav Vetiflus Mitisha Kabin Oprishis. Some say, like he's explained like Rabbi Lezer Sheet before, he says, Roitza Isha Isha would rather Bekav, even though her husband doesn't work that hard, doesn't bring in that much panos, only has a kav, a very small amount of food, but for Tiflis, as long as the husband around her, and she could have Tashmish with him, live with her husband, rather than Mitisha Kabin, if the husband brings in a lot of food, a lot of money, but appreciates, but because of that, he stays away from her, she doesn't like that. And there's an Isha like to be with her husband. And therefore, she's not rare for Talmud Torah. And who are Yoim? He used to say, Rabbi Yeshua used to say, Chosid Shaita. Person becomes a Chosid more than he's supposed to. And for now, he does foolish things. It's like a person does not want to save a lady, she's drowning, because he can't look at her. So of course, he lets her drown. That's called the Chosid Shaita. Or else for Rasha Arum, person is a Rasha, but he does it Barma with Klukshav, like he fooled you. He outsmarts you. Or somebody's makeup for himself a Machmer for other people. Or else for Isha Prusha, an Isha that acts as if she's a Porush, like she's a Chasidus. She stays away from things, but she only does it to fool people. Or else Umakas Purushim, people that hurt themselves with their precious. Like they fast too much, they give themselves pain. So these type of chassidus is not good, and they only do it that people should see them. Is re'elu mechali yerlim. These people are here to destroy the world. These things only go around to destroy. There's not a toiva, there's a ra, klolo. It's only cause of mechali yerlim. Destroys the world. Yeah, Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein schus toile b'mayim hamorim. No, if Anisha did this nus, even though she has chusim, even though she let her husband go learn, she helped him, it's not going to protect her. You know why he says? Because v'yimah to'imer, has chus tele b'mayim hamorim, because if you're going to say like the shittas before, like we had in the Mishnah before, that a chus is tele protects her from the mayim hamorim, if so, madehu, you're going to, like the lesson, you're going to take away the chshivas, the importance, ato es hamayim, the importance of drinking the mayim hamorim, that's scaring the isha, if Nekola Noshim Ashreis, all the ladies that drink. As I this, the Torah says, we want the Isha to admit that she did this nus, and we scare her, we tell her you have to drink the water, and you should know if you really did this nus, you're going to die from it. So we scare her, and therefore she'll admit. But according to you, that she'll have schusim, can protect them, she's not going to worry about the Mayim Moritz. My David takes away, it lessens like darkens the Chshivas. And more than that, nor is the Noshim are not going to be afraid to drink. They're going to hope that they have schusim, and that's why it's not going to affect them. More than that is, and all the sites that drank the Mayim Moritz and they stayed alive, so that's the chur proof that they were that they didn't do the chet, that they were torah. Now, if you say that schusim atol, you're going to be mitzvah shame around them. People will say, no, really they were zoinus, they had znus. But the reason why the water didn't affect them was because they had schusim. So you're going to be mitzvah shame around on the sites that drank and remained torah. That shame, people are going to say Tamei is saying, really, they were Tamei, you know, they had znus, those ladies. And the Shatol, them schus, the reason why they didn't die, was their schus protected them. Therefore, if Shimon says nothing doing, even though she has the schus of Torah, it's not going to protect her. If she did this znus, the water will affect her. Rabbi makes like a compromise. Rabbi Yoimah has schus toilu b'mayim hamorim. No, if the Shimon says she has the schus of Torah, it's going to protect her, that she's not going to die so fast. Aye, you'd be mighty shame on other people. No, because the pshat is, but v'yena yoledes, v'yena meshabachas. She's not going to get the bracha. She's not going to give birth right away. She's not going to feel well. Like this, the locher is, the din is, that if Anisha drinks the mayamorim, and really she was tor, so then the water fakert is a bracha. The water will make it that she'll be able to have children if she's not a zocher right away. So that's the proof that they were really torim. Here, this isha, the water is not going to give her a bracha. So people will know that the pshat is she's not really tor. Just the reason why she doesn't die from it is because she has chusim. Ella, what's going to happen to her? Miss Nav Navo Varlech, she'll become weaker and weaker. She's going to get sick and become weaker and weaker. And let's say for the end is going to be, let's say for Mesa, Yosem Isa. At the end, she's going to die from this misa. So therefore, it's not going to be a shame on the other Noshim that after they drank, they became better, they had children. So that's a real proof that they were Tyrus. Mishnah Vav. And also, who had in that the Noshim are going to be afraid to drink, they'll go to admit, because the water will definitely affect them. The schus will only protect them a little bit, but eventually they're going to die from the sickness, so they're still afraid of it, and therefore they'll admit. Mishnah Vav. Nitmeis minchosa atchala kotcha bekli. Before they put the mincha in the kli shirts, before they were mekadish it, and became tome, it's mekaba sherets touch it, mekaba tumma. Alokar is a reik kachol amanochas vetipoda. It's like any other mincha that became tome before you mekadish it, before I got kuchas aguf. And therefore, the eitzer is vetipoda. You should be paid of the mincha. Onto money. And the mincha itself goes out bechulin, and whoever wants to can eat it. Ma'ashenke mishakitra bekli. Once they put the mincha the site in the klisharis, it has now kedusha saguf, is a reik kolam lochas, has loch like any other mincha, that it becomes tame after it has kedusha saguf, v'tisarif, is supposed to burn the mincha. If they burn in a beis hadeshin, the special place where we burn all the psulam kedushim. Now, v'eilu shem mincha seim nisrofis. These are the cases of a mincha the site that's not fit to be brought, and therefore you have to burn it. After we were already mekadish the mincha, now the Isha says, or Aymera, she says, Tamei Anilok, she admits that she had this nus, so we don't bring the mincha. So the mincha then has to be burnt. It has no din pinyon, you have to burn it. Or else, Vishabolo Eidim, she Tameya, even though she doesn't admit, but if two Eidim come to Beth and says that she was Tamei, also we don't use the mincha. Or else for Aymera, when she says, Eini Shois, I don't want to drink. We had this before the Nimchak, the Megillah, she could say this. Or else, v'shabaylo ain't a roitzel ashkaisa. Or else, the husband does not want her to drink the water. If the Baal was chayzer after the kedushas of the mincha, and he doesn't want her to drink, so she doesn't have to drink. So again, this mincha now is turned sreifa. Or else, v'shabaylo bo'o le'a baderach. Let's say when the husband takes her up to the kayin, he lives with her on the derech. That's also one of the cases that the mayim is not baidika. So then, if he admits later that he did this, so then we don't use the mincha as toyin sreifa. Then the Mishnah says, "V'chol hanesuyas lekahanim." Any time when the Elisha is married to a kohen, is mincha seim nisrofa, the mincha is burnt also. So, because the halacha is a minchas kohen, there's no din kmitzer on it, but the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. That's why stam menuchis. What's going to be if the Elisha's kohen became a seiter? So halacha is that we make kmitzer on the mincha. But the shirayim, the rest of the mincha, the kohen cannot eat from it. Here the halacha is that you have to burn it. The din is like the rest of us, din like a minchas kohen, that's not nechel. Therefore the shirayim is nisrafas, has to be burned in the Beis Hadeshim. Mishnah Zayin. Bas Yisrael shenisus lekohen. Regular Bas Yisrael get married to a kohen. Is minchoso. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Bas Yisrael shenisus lekohen. Regular Bas Yisrael, daughter of Yisrael, got married to a kohen. So now she becomes the site of the locher is minchos and nisrefes. Her minch is burnt, like we learned before, that they take and make a kenitza, but the shirayim is burnt in the Beis Hadeshin. What's going to be the kedapasa way a kehenis, a bas kohen, that shenisus Yisrael got married to regular Yisrael? And she becomes the site that she has to bring a mincha. The locher is minchos and necheles. Her mincha is like a regular mincha, like a regular Bas Yisrael. Knows that they make the kemitza, and after the kemitza, the kanim are allowed to eat it in the Beis Hamikdash. Now the Mishnah says, Ma ben kohen lekehenis. What's the difference between a kohen or a bas kohen or a kahanis, a lady that's a kohenis? So minchas kahanis necheles. Regular kohen, whenever he brings his own mincha, the locher is as kule kolul. Though thing is burnt on the mizbeach, there's no kemitza at all. Mashen came kehenis necheles. A kehenis, so she has to bring a mincha. She doesn't have this halacha. By her mincha, after you make the kmitza, the shirayim is nechal. Vehen kehenis is necheles. As let's say she brings regular korban mincha, she brings a mincha in a davam. So halacha is like a regular mincha. That's necheles. But a mincha is kohen and a necheles. When the kohen brings a mincha, then it's kula kol. The whole thing is burnt. There's no kmitza. There's no necheles. Kehenis mischaleles. Let's say a bas kohen, a kohen's daughter, If she lives with a man that's posel to him, she pay pasul so lakuna, she becomes a chalala. The lacher is then she can't eat truma anymore, she becomes posel, and she can't get married to a kain. Mashen kain, the kain ain't a mischalil. If a kain, let's say, lives with a grusha, he lives with an isha that's osel to medine kunam, he does not become a chalal. He's still allowed to eat truma, he's still allowed to marry a bas kain. Kahanis mitamal mason, regular bas kain, she's allowed to be metama to mason. The azor of tum is only by a zohar, not by an isha. The ain koyim metamal mason, mashenke in the koyim, he's not allowed to become have tumas mason on him. The pasuk says emor al kahanim bnei aron, vidashim bnei aron v'loy bnei saron. Koyin oicha b'kotche kadoshim by korban chatas anoshim or mincha, a koyin is allowed to eat from the kodesh kadoshim. Get inside the kolam, inside the base of mikdash. However, v'yein kahenis oichelas b'kotche kadoshim. But an isha, even though she's a bas koyin, she's not even a nashis koyin. Both the bas koyin and nashis koyin, she's not allowed to eat from the kodesh kadoshim. And the pasuk says dafka zochor and not in the keva. Says kol zochor b'vnei aron yechledim. Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Ma ben ish li isha. What are some of the differences in halacha between an ish, a man, and an isha? For ish pareyo parim. If a man becomes a metzora, say afterwards halacha parey has to let his hair grow, or parim has forgotten he has to rip his clothing. But v'einu isha paras lo paremis. But if an isha becomes a metzoras, she does not have to open up her, let her hair grow, and she does not have to rip her clothing. Oish madres b'nei b'nozir, a special halacha, like Mashmasina, that a father could make his son into a nozir. Even though the son is a katan, he could make naziris for his son, as long as the son is not moicham, does not say no. But v'ein oish madres says b'no b'nozir, but a mother cannot make kabbal naziris for her son. It's halacha like Mashmasina. If oish magaleich on naziris of, let's say his father was a nazir, and he set aside money for his kabbonis, never brought them. Now the son becomes a nazir. He's allowed to use his father's money that was set aside for the kabbonis to be yotzer for his own kabbonis. But vein isha magaleches on nazira sovia. But a girl, if she becomes a nazira, she's not allowed to use the money that a father had set aside his naziris for her. There's also a local Moshe Mesinai. Ha'ish meicheres bitai. A father is allowed to sell his daughter, when she's under 12 years old, a ketani itself become an omer of Riyah. But v'yeinu isha mecheres es bita, a mother cannot sell her daughter to become an omer of Riyah. The pasuk says, v'chiyimkar ish es bita lama, tzvidash an ish v'la isha. Ha'ish mekadish es bita, it's a lach of father's not to marry off his daughter, when she's a ketana or a nara. Mashen kein, v'yeinu isha mekadesh es bita, medirayis a mother cannot marry off her daughter. Pasuk says, v'yoma avia nara lezakeinim es bita nesatlish azeh. So the father can mekadesh his daughter. Ha'ish niskal orim. The man is chayiv misa, is chayiv skila. So when Bezdin gives him skila, he's undressed, he's orim. Mashen kein, v'yeinu isha neskales aruma. When isha is chayiv skila, when they throw her off and stone her, she's wearing clothing. Her hair is covered up. We do not do it to her when she's orim undressed. It's more bushes, more of a bush of an isha than for a man. For isha nitla, after he gets skila, the din is he's supposed to hang him. So by a man after he's killed through skila, then we hang his nevet, we hang him. However, v'ein isha in his life, there's no din to hang an isha. Pasuk says, v'salisa oisoi aleitz, and we darshan oisoi, v'loi oisoi. Another locher is a ish nimcha b'gnei b'osai. If a man is caught stealing and he doesn't have money to pay back, so locher is bezna has a right to sell him for an eved in order to have money to pay back his gneva. Mashenke in veinu ish nimcheres b'gnei b'osai. They find a lady that stole and she has no money to pay back. There's no din bezna has the right to sell her to come an omo to pay back her money, pay back the gneva. The Maaseh Gemara says there are plenty of more chalukim, but Tanu B'Shayer only brings down these. Yeah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Arusa v'shemeres yovim. Means the man only made kedushim with his wife. He didn't have nisuin, never lived with her yet. Arusa shemeres yovim. That means your brother died, and there's a mitzvah now to be miyavim his wife, but he didn't make yibim yet. She's only zokah to you. and now there's a shal yimekanho, and that she was nistro. So lochrus loy shoyses loy netlis ksuba. These noshim did not have to drink, but who didn't? They did not take a ksuba. It's because of the kinyan nistro, she became osa to a husband. Therefore, she caused it. Therefore, she does not deserve a ksuba. Now, why is it no din shtia also saita? Shneim the pasuk says, "Ashetista isha tachas isha." That means that your wife has nus with somebody else after she already lived with tachas isha. Mashma, you married, you have nisuim. It's prati comes to exclude la rusa. You only have kedusha and have nisuim with her. It's not called tachas isha. Or else, for shemeres yavim, she's only watched to become yours, but didn't have beer with her yet. She's not called tachas isha. Now, almono lekoin godol grusha v'chalutz lekoin hedyet. Let's say koin godol married an almono b'yissi, supposed to give her get. Or then a grusha v'chalutz lekoin hedyet, they're not mut to stay married together. Reels mamzerus and a sinner li yisrael also tzachai v'lavin. Reels bas yisrael, they got married l'manzo nosin. If they become a site that locher is leishoise, they do not have to drink. And v'loi noitles ksuba. At the end of a site, there's only an isha that is really mutter to a husband. It's only now because of the maisa site that's supposed to drink. That she's still mutter, but an isha, it's also anyway, there's no thing to be shaysa to drink the water, however, they don't get a ksuba, because there's an isra involved, they're not supposed to be married. Like you say to the ksuba is to make them stay married, here we want them to get a get. Mishnah Beis, v'elu lo shaysa lo neitha ksuba. These are cases of saitais, that they do not have to drink the water, and whether they do not take the ksuba, since they caused to be also on the husband. Temeyani, if the Isha says she admits that she's Temeyani, she admits she had this Znus, or else with Shabola Eidim, she Temeya, or else Eidim come and say that she had this Znus. So therefore she does not drink, she does not get a Ksuba. For her Merisos, or else if the Isha says, Ein Nishoysa, she doesn't want to drink. In the case we were listening to before the Nimchak, the Megillah, so she doesn't drink, but she doesn't get a Ksuba. Omar Bai, let's say the husband says,